This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
Welcome to Drink with Blurreds.
And it is officially holiday season. Uh-huh. And to celebrate, we have some coquito, courtesy of Tisa again. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So good.
We gotta bring Tisa on here.
Yeah, I tried to ask her what she was doing tonight, and then she was like, she has to do some stuff.
Aww. This has been a nice night, too.
Huh?
This would have been a nice night, too.
Well, yeah. But we'll have her on.
Like,
she's around. But Tisa, I need another bottle. I'm just letting you know for now. But yeah, how's it been
for you? It's been all right. We're kind of been busy because we got to do the budgets for next year.
You guys do them at the end of the year instead of like June? Or is that just government?
Well, I don't know how different places do it, but we do it like in October.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we had the CFO leave and have someone come in, so it's just like we're like missing a whole person. So like we're like on crunch time trying to get everything done. I think that's about it when it comes to like working and stuff.
How has Dude been? Has he mellowed out?
He's still weird. But my boss cannot take him on. Like, he really gets on my boss's nerves. And then my boss looking at me and I'm just like, look, you hired him. Like, I said no. I said no.
That sucks.
But I think his problem is he needs to learn how to use Excel more, because like I showed him a little few tricks and it helped him a lot. And I said I'm gonna get him like an Excel like workbook thing, mm-hmm. so he could work off of and let him learn how to do that. I'll just help him out.
You're so nice. I don't got time. I ain't got patience with people.
How are you and your students?
They submitted their second papers.
Uh huh.
Which were much better than the first.
Improvement.
Yeah. They better have. Like, I put up...
You could be that teacher.
Like, no, because it's like, if they don't improve, it reflects bad on me.
Because
it's like, my students aren't learning shit. And I'm the one that's supposed to be teaching them it.
Right.
So, the fact that they did improve, I'm very... Like, everyone improved. There was... Like, I had a... Yeah.
What happened to that, student? That,
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
So far, they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten a...
I don't think I could teach kids. Not kids, but students or adults. I can't teach.
It's a lot.
I can't teach like a whole bunch of people, but maybe just, like one-on-one I could, you know, coach.
I think the teaching's the easiest part is the grading that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm like terrible because I come up with some... Wait, I can't say this on air because I'm looking for a job. But sometimes... I can do better in terms of planning my lessons for mm-hmm. my students. That's what I'll say.
Instead professional, of, professional.
Like, yeah, I do not need someone saying, you said this on the podcast. What right. do you mean by that?
And then you're looking all stupid.
Like, I play a character on air.
That Pikachu meme?
That has taken off in, like, the last week.
Yeah, like, you know, I can't stand... I like memes, like, I love it, I use GIFs, all that stuff. But I don't like that man with the neck. Like, that shit got on my nerves. I hate seeing those memes.
Why?
I don't know, like, he's just...
You think it's mean?
No, it's not mean, it's just, like...
Annoying.
Like, I don't want to see this man with this fat-ass neck and a little-ass head. Like, you seen it? Oh, I'm going to show you. He's everywhere.
Like, cartoon in the neck car. Work. Did you see that one?
No.
Cartoon Network.
He's everywhere. And he just got out of jail, too.
Oh, he made a video.
He made a video.
I'm not going to be able to find this right now. But it's going to pop up right after I, like, close this out.
Oh, and listeners, my boyfriend is sitting right here. He's, like, kind of like the fly on the wall.
Do you want to say anything?
He's being a little shy. It's okay.
Damn, Shannon. Putting him on the... Look. Look.
See, look. You gotta show him, like, the
original?
Like, yeah. But then he got mad, like, mugshots. I'm like, what is this nigga doing? Like, we gonna know it's you, it's your neck. Yeah. You had to see the video too. Like, he looked funny.
Oh my god.
You know those see it to believe it when you go to an amusement park?
You were, that's that nigga.
Yo.
That's him.
So, I have to find it. I can't find the picture mm-hmm. right now. But what has been going on in the world? I feel like Shannon actually took notes. So
I did take notes.
We have some stuff.
I feel like it's a little bit older, but not a little bit older.
We can start with the older stuff and then work to the newer ones.
Yeah. But let's start off with Jill Scott and her mic performance. Giving the mic the business.
That looked good. It was like...
I just want to know why.
Why what?
They say that she do that. They say that she do that in her performances.
And it was just the one.
Right?
Is it like a warm up?
Yeah, I feel like this would have been talked about before if she did it frequently though, or maybe like her hardcore fans just know it, her like that.
Well, I feel like, you know, with social media, like now we record right. every goddamn thing. Right. But she probably been doing this shit since '95, whenever, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I haven't seen, like, a Jill Scott performance. I would love to see a Jill Scott performance. But she was getting out of my business. I'm like, well, damn. Like, I am not watching XNXX Pornhub. Like, this is Instagram. I got to log out. That's too early.
So that blew up. Mm-hmm. And she even responded. I don't know what she said, but.
She said something?
She did. She was, like, Jill Scott responds. I'm gonna find it, but yeah, she like responded to her people. Oh my gosh. Okay, she said. Someone said Jill Scott about to have the brothers throwing their drawers on the stage.
Yo.
Yo, but she said, hi, I sing, act out, all kinds of stories. You should come, C-U-M,
oh my
to my shows. Mm-hmm. After Jill Scott's show, most people get splendidly laid by whoever that they came with.
Damn, so I'm guaranteed getting pregnant after this show.
Probably.
So we got to get, you know, we got to
Jill Scott's show. But yeah, that was something.
Oh, Jaden Smith and Tyler, the Creator? Is that real?
I don't know.
So they saying that...
They're boyfriends. I think some people are saying it's a joke.
I
wouldn't be surprised if it was real, though.
I wouldn't be surprised, because I know Tyler, the Creator, said he was bisexual mm-hmm. at one point, which is like... He's kind of like a walking contradiction, but...
Someone said...
I'm leaving it at that.
Someone had tweeted that I'm more surprised if they like that they like black men than liking dating a white man. So.
I don't know. That's some California nigga shit. They date everybody, like...
No, but you all... Wasn't Tyler the one that said he only liked white people or something like that?
I don't know.
I feel like I've seen this somewhere. Hmm. And I don't follow Tyler, the Creator, so if I saw it...
I mean, I listen to his music, but I don't know, like, his personal, like, dating life and shit like that. I don't think I really care.
Shit.
What?
So this is about 69. I don't know if we want to go there now.
Oh, we could do that right now.
So for all of you that don't know, 69 was arrested on, like, 17 charges, like, including racketeering. And one of the articles I just, like, it's been, like, on all the blogs, like, Breakfast Club and everything. One of the articles said that he was put in general population.
Oh.
Which is like...
Oh.
He ain't got those big bounces around him no more.
Okay.
Like, he was like,
he thought he was the shit with all them security.
There was like a meme of someone like...
You ever seen those videos when he was in Chicago?
Was this the one? But he's been trolling all year.
I think that's just like his part of his like
his brand
MO. Yeah, like his brand.
But then there was this tweet like Tekashi 69, whole squad full of killers. I'm a fucking killer too. And then the district attorney is like looking from behind the blinds. Listen, and that's like, it's kind of weird because I know they do that for like regular crimes. Mm-hmm. Like they go on people's Facebooks and catch them.
I mean, look at
did they Meek Mill? Did they use that? Didn't they use that against him?
His lyrics? I don't think so. Oh, okay. Did they? Right, yeah, that's what I was about to mention.
Okay, yeah.
But Mike Dan, that nigga told his business in the song.
Yeah.
Come make some shit up a little bit. Twist the story just a little.
Yeah. But,
you know, it is what it is.
You get arrogant and cocky.
I don't know. Maybe he just didn't expect the song to just blow up like that.
Who? Bobby Smarter?
Yeah.
True.
I don't know.
I don't pay my bills. What else happened?
Let's talk about Cardi B. What about her?
She does everything.
Like, she does everything, like, and that's crazy. She released a collection on Fashion Nova, and I tell you, like, I woke up in the morning. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, it came out. Let me go look and see. I'm like, okay, this is cute. Oh, this is sold out. Oh, this is cute too. This is sold out too. Wait a minute. Everything was sold out.
Wow.
So by the time I look into like the social media and stuff, that shit sold out under 3 hours.
What?
Under 3 hours. I'm like, yo, like I wasn't able to buy that shit. That's crazy. 3 hours?
But I guess it does say a lot about her and like people liking her. I don't know much about Fashion Nova.
Well, but I feel like Fashion Nova is like an expensive rainbow. It's true. It's an expensive rainbow. But there's some stuff I like on there. Which, I mean, I feel like when I walk into a rainbow, I could find like maybe the same thing. Same prices too. But this some stuff is more pricey on Fashion Nova. But her line didn't look like the regular rainbow pen spot.
Did it look good?
Walmart. It looked really nice. She was aiming for high fashion.
Mm.
So it had looked really good. The colors, she had like, you know, the nice fall colors, the burgundies, little mustard yellow.
A bunch of red.
Yeah, she had a bunch of red. But everything was really nice. And I'm like, you know, congratulations to Cardi B. She also going to have a hip-hop competition on Netflix.
When did this come out? I didn't hear this.
Oh, yeah. This was, like, before the her line release.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's going to be on with Chance the Rapper and T.I.
Okay. Maybe I saw this.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, but people was like, oh, well, you know, she haven't been in the game that long to be hosting shit.
That's also kind of true.
I don't think I even care. Like, I don't think I care. Because there's people that have been in the game longer that still haven't accomplished a lot of shit.
Remy Ma, where your album at?
Oh, good Lord.
It's the truth. No lies.
Remy Ma.
She been out for how long?
She should be an episode her damn self. Like, just make the episode about Remy Ma, because I have some like choice words for that.
Oh, really?
Because she just be saying like some shit. I'm like, yo, like you sound real dumb. Like you telling Nick Minaj she sound dumb. Like you say dumb shit too.
Oh boy. Mm-mm-mm. Anything else that has happened?
Oh, you see that Iggy and Bad Baby?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Was it, I guess, fight? Beefing, quote-unquote, beefing?
It wasn't a fight? Like a physical fight?
Mm-mm.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Like, but, Bad Baby's the one that was on Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah, that's Catch Me Outside.
Like, the girl that literally was... It was this year or last year, right?
A year or two?
It can't be 2 years. I'm not losing my... Is it?
When is she... She's been out for a while. But, I don't know. Iggy has said something to her on Instagram.
It was in 2016.
In 2016?
That's when the episode came out.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Damn.
But, Iggy has supposedly said something to her on Instagram, and then once Cardi B's event come up, Bad Baby throws like a cup of water at Iggy, and I'm just
How old is she? Why is she
like
there?
Like 15, 16.
Don't she got bedtime?
She like, damn, like, I don't know. And then Iggy's like, I am a grown up. I'm like, both of y'all whack as fuck.
Did she say that with her Australian accent?
She did.
Not her did. Black accent?
No, she said that in her Australian accent this time.
Oh, that's crazy.
Let's see what else I have. I was going to mention the Idris Elba. How do you say his name?
Elba. It sounds how it's spelled.
Idris Elba.
Uh-huh.
His doll. And that
doll,
shit,
what?
You see the doll?
I've been grading papers, so I haven't
seen that shit don't look nothing like him. Like, Google it real quick.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
I was like, who the fuck is this? I said, you trying to look like this, nigga? It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, look nothing like him.
No.
Sean.
Is this it?
Let me see.
That?
Oh, no.
It's doll?
That.
Oh, the one that looks like he's from the 1890s or something?
No, like, it's just don't like his face.
He looked like Romani Malco, whatever his name is.
That other actor, right?
With the bald head.
Right, look at him. They're trying to make this doll sick.
They don't even look like him.
They don't even look like him.
I'd be upset if that was
him. Mad.
Man. I'd be like, y'all gotta take this back.
I think that wax museum, I think Beyonce had like a wax figure or something in there, and the shit ain't look nothing like it. I think she told him to.
If Beyonce tell you to do that, you gotta kind of do it.
You have to.
It's kind of like, did you see the one about the Martin Luther King sculpture?
No.
In like New York. It does not look like him either.
Man. Trying to play us out.
Yeah.
I don't know why people call him the sexiest man alive. I don't get it.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't see it.
Okay, I can't find this. But there was a Martin Luther King sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a giant head and it does not look like
that. Yeah. That's it.
So
I was going to mention the Serena Williams, but I don't think it was even like a big thing.
I think it was a thing on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Then that's it?
Mm-hmm.
So, for all our listeners, we are releasing this episode late because, one, my schedule was a mess.
Yeah.
But, two, it's like right before Thanksgiving, and it's a special Thanksgiving episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where we could talk about, I don't know, memories,
yeah,
fun times, favorite dishes, all that shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to start with favorite dishes.
Oh, wait. Before we get the snowstorm.
Throw that whole 2 days away.
I just want to say.
Those 2 days, just throw it away.
Wait, I'm
going to pretend that didn't happen.
I've been waiting to talk about this. But like,
because now we was like neck at neck. Like
we were not like arguing, though.
We wasn't arguing. We was just like. But you wanted this weather. I said, no, I did not. This
I said was, us summer lovers have been saying, like, y'all don't know what y'all asking for. Asking for spring, fall. Because fall is diet winter.
Diet winter.
Diet winter. It gets cold. You don't know what's going to happen. People get sick.
See, fall was not like this. I don't know.
This is fall's MO to me.
I've never seen snow in fall before.
It snowed 3 years ago.
On
October. Remember? And then like all the power outages because the leaves were on the trees still.
I do not recall.
It wasn't probably like three. It was probably like, damn, it wasn't three. It was like.
It was longer?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Still, it snowed in October. They call it like Snowtober.
Mm. But this was just like nobody was prepared for it.
Right.
I was stuck in traffic for like 2 to 3 hours.
That's good though.
Yeah, some people was like a whole 5, 6. I'm like, yo.
Some were like 12. I went to sleep. Like, I left the city at like 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And it was because it was coming down. I'm like, this don't seem normal, but I'm going home. By the time I got off at my train stop and stepped out, my foot sank. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, because they said it was going to be like 1 to 3 inches of snow and like rain. So, like, normally people could drive in that. Like, it's a little hectic, but it's not, like, terrible. It was, like, 6 inches. So, I went to sleep at, like, 10 or 11. Not, like, I went to sleep early. I woke up at, like, 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. And someone on Facebook was like, I just made a home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Some people had a really rough...
And this is why I don't drive.
Some people parked and just walked.
Some people ran out of gas.
Imagine that. I had half a tank, so I was good.
They were like, I'm going to get home in 5 minutes. But
my car did get stuck. My car did get stuck for like a good 15, 20 minutes.
Jesus.
And like I had to reverse out of the street. Mm-mm. Like it was crazy.
It was weird because when I was in D.C. a few years ago, they got like, because then I saw a bunch of people from Atlanta like, oh, I never want to hear people from North talking about how we can't handle snow. I'm like, y'all get
they
like,
can't handle snow.
You guys get like a centimeter and things are dead. This was 6 inches of unplowed
snow.
They
wouldn't know what to do with 6 inches of snow.
They just, like, give up.
Because at one time, it did snow in Atlanta. Like, it went haywire, and it was just, like, what, 3 inches?
Mm-hmm. When I was in D.C., one year, January, they got, like, a centimeter or something, or, like, an inch. Mm-hmm. And I was taking my Uber back to where I was staying, normally 20 minutes and cheap. It took me 3 hours. So when I saw everybody out,
Ubers was probably making money.
They did, because like you're waiting in there for like hours.
Imagine you.
I would have got out like, listen, I'm gonna walk.
Okay, end this trip right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay
myself $20.
I would hate to be on the
bus. 3 hours in an Uber. Especially if it's how much money pool. That is.
Especially if it's an Uber pool. You get banked.
Yo, that's your whole check in that one trip.
I'm like, nope, let me out.
My, I ain't got to work for the rest of the week.
Got my rent money. Car note.
I was so annoyed. I'm like, yo, this is just irritating. Mind you, I was already stuck in traffic before I got to work.
Oh, really?
Because I had went on break, and I was stuck probably like for a good 40 minutes in traffic trying to get back to work. And by the time I get back to work, they said, oh, we're closed now.
Your job?
Yeah. So I'm like, well, damn, like, could someone call me and tell me this before I pull up in here again?
Yeah. I hate winter. But that was us. Yeah, anyways, Thanksgiving.
I'm not ready for that.
So when this episode airs on Wednesday, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. What are your, like, I don't know. Where to begin? Let's hope it don't snow on Thanksgiving or get cold. Let's hope it's decent.
I mean, I could take on the cold, but the snow, I'm just not ready for yet. I don't think I'm ever ready for snow.
Snow's annoying.
But I just want to eat.
Is that it? It's not about spending time with the family?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I don't know what my mom wants to do. She was saying she wanted to get one of them turkeys from them Cajun turkeys.
Oh, like pre-made?
They do is it's really the seasoning. I'm just like, I told her, I'm like, look, you don't really have to spend the money on buying a turkey that comes with the seasoning. You can just season it yourself.
Right, but figure it out.
You know, figure it out and just pop it in the oven. Because you have to pop it in the oven anyways.
Right.
So for all that, you just might as well just season it. My favorite dishes, I would say, is yams and mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is...
Well, I eat mac and cheese, like...
Anytime.
Often.
Yeah.
And then we put some yams on it. That just hit the spirit.
Growing up, like, Thanksgiving for us wasn't really big. Mm-hmm. It was like, we made it big as the kids.
Uh-huh.
My parents would buy, like, a regular turkey. Not a turkey, a chicken. Mm-hmm. And I cooked that. And we were like, no, we have to have a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Then now looking back, I'm like, damn, that's a lot of meat. And like, it was not necessary. Because we didn't really go anywhere at first. It was just like the five of us. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, who needs that much meat?
Well, see, you know, I come from a household that had 10 people all together. So you'd be lucky to have leftovers, okay?
That's good. Because leftovers would be annoying after day three.
It don't last that long. Like, now that, you know, everyone kind of separated, like, you know, we have leftovers kind of sitting a little bit. But
nobody cooking.
Give it like one day leftovers, and that's it.
Yeah. Like, still eating. Some people be eating them forever.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
So what was,
maybe they eat small portions of it.
What is your tradition, like, and what is, like, typically on your traditional plate at home? What is on your table, I guess?
Stuffing, rice, potato salad. She'll make the turkey, and then she'll, like, make a pan of chicken.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Because, like, after, like, I don't know, because we got a little older. She's like, you know, she used to cook a lot. Now it's just like, oh, I'll cook whenever.
That sounds like my parents.
Like, she's just like, whatever. But like I said, I just want to see what she's going to do.
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting because when we used to have Thanksgiving by ourselves, it was like very simple. Mm-hmm. And we went to our aunt's houses for like a few years. And it was like an extravagant thing. Mm-hmm. But now that we're back to just doing it internally, it's, I'm like, okay, we don't really need all that turkey.
Mm-hmm. Do like, you think, because I know, like, with you, because, you know, like, Caribbeans and Black Americans, we do have a different experience when it comes to, you know, celebrating things. I guess this could be for the both of y'all. Do you think that from our different backgrounds, it's like a big difference?
I need rice on my plate. Why you laugh? It's, there was like
Caribbeans
a meme.
Caribbeans need their rice.
That was a meme like 2 years ago.
Caribbeans need their rice. I'm like, yo, you poor Caribbean, you always eating rice.
Rice is really good. Like, I need rice. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a Thanksgiving dinner if I'm not having like rice and peas or curry goat.
So, something had to be curry.
Yes. Something has to be curry.
Something has to be curry. That's that Jamaican shit.
Y'all the kings and queens of curry.
I mean, that's true.
Y'all better, like, whatever. But yeah, I need the rice. I need curry goat. Turkey nowadays.
Wait, hold on. It was this meme that was like, things that you don't trust. And it was like roti from a Jamaican.
That's kind of true. That's true. It's like,
you gotta get it from my people.
It's like, I wouldn't eat ackee and saltfish from anyone else but a Jamaican.
Exactly.
Like, legit. Like,
there's some stuff I would not, like, if I want some Jamaican food, I'm gonna go to a Jamaican. If mm-hmm. I want some Trinidadian food, I'm gonna go mm-hmm. to a Trinidadian.
You know that place around the corner sells roti now?
Which one?
The Kennedy's Chicken.
What?
Yes! They kept the same name, but, like, it's owned by, like, a Trinity lady.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was Guyanese in there.
Or maybe, I think they were Guyanese, and they might be Trinity now. I don't know.
He was going off the accent?
Yeah.
Probably.
But, like, I don't think they changed the name. They just keep the name up and, like, change the ownership.
You know, I did walk in there one day and they had beef patties, but I didn't know they had, like, food.
Yeah, they had beef patties for a minute, but I think they do roti and aloo pies and all that.
Because I was looking at their food one time, like,
The roti was okay.
That was all right.
It was $2. It was more expensive than the other one across town.
It was $2 mm-hmm. for some roti?
Yeah. No, not roti. I mean, doubles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were about to be like, yes?
Because I'm like, $2 for some roti? Like, I know roti would be like $12.
Hey. But yeah, what were you saying?
I forgot.
Favorite dishes. So what do you, like, what was, like, your fondest memory growing up of Thanksgiving? Or what did you, like, I don't know, what was your ideal Thanksgiving?
What is my ideal Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Or, like, what is, like, what have been my best Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Say however you want to interpret the question.
I don't know.
So what was like your favorite memory?
I would say like Thanksgiving back like in Orange when I used to be on Main Street was probably like the best. Like what any. Happened? I mean, it was just all of us together because we all live together, but mm-hmm. it's just like. Oh, you all mean like 10, that. 11 of us, yeah.
I was thinking like y'all were on Main Street, like something was going on. Like,
oh, no. It's just that all of us was together. We was mm-hmm. all living together. So now like my sister, she moved out. She have her kids and stuff. She does her thing over there and then we do our thing. And it's just like now that we're getting comfortable in this new apartment, mm-hmm. let's try to like, you know, do something. Like let's try to get comfortable with it and make our own dinner. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, do the same thing for Christmas.
Oh. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Christmas has always been more. Christmas has always been like bigger for me because presents. Yeah. And like also Caribbean.
Like my mom already started buying presents. I'm just like,
I don't know. Like people playing Christmas music already. Like everyone's decorating. Yeah. I went to
November
Macy's.
November 1st was playing Christmas music on the radio.
I went to Macy's to replace my sweater.
You got a warranty on your sweater?
No. I just bought. Like, I wish.
You replaced it.
Yeah.
You got
no, but I went to Macy's and they in like Harold Square and they're set, decorated. They had
really.
Like, they had pre Black Friday sales and all that stuff.
Listen, let me tell you about that. The pre Black Friday sales.
They were like 30% off. I'm like,
they had a 32-inch for $100 in BJ's.
What?
Mm-hmm. A laptop was like 180. Like they had sales. I went in there because I wanted to get the queen size air mm-hmm. mattress, and it comes with sheets and pillows.
Wow,
$50. So I picked up two, and I put it in my trunk. I said, "Look, I need this.
I might need to go shopping tomorrow when mm-hmm. I go back to the city.
You gotta look around, check the weekly ads."
I also used to want to always go to the. Like, before we get into Christmas and, like, Black Friday. I used to always want to go to the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Because you used to always, I don't know, like, living in...
I used to watch it on TV.
Right. Living in Jersey and being so close yet so far away has always been like, oh, my gosh, yeah, one day I'm going to go. And I also said that about the Rockefeller tree lighting and mm-hmm. the ball dropping.
See, but, like, I always say this every year. I'm like, yo, I want to do, like, the corniest things. For like Thanksgiving and especially for Christmas, I want to just be green and red all the way out. Like I want the steering wheel to my car to be a candy cane, like all that.
No, but
you don't want it. He was like, no.
No, but the thing is, now that I commute into the city more often, mm-hmm. like I realize how terrible like trying to go to the parade would be.
A lot of people. Imagine New Year's.
No, it's cold. Always. It's always freezing.
Is it really freezing because of old people?
But then, like, you can't even move. So you want to get
so, like,
close.
If you wanted to pee, like, what do you got to do? Put on, like, the pens or something? Because where are you going?
To a porta potty.
Like,
where you,
like...
And the security's super tight. Spot.
Yeah.
Ever since September 11th, the security's super tight. Mm-hmm. So...
I'm good on that. But yeah, the Thanksgiving parade, I always like see it on TV. I mean, maybe one day I'll go. But I don't know. I don't like the whole crowd thing. I don't know.
Is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you got like the Charlie Brown cartoons and stuff. Put you in the mood. You know?
So how do you feel about Black Friday? Because I feel like a few years ago, it was becoming to the point where Black Friday started on Thanksgiving. And then, like,
it's starting before now.
Right. But it was like, oh, we have our Black Friday doors opening at 5 p.m. And then people were like, push it back.
I feel like Black Friday is mad fun.
You've done it?
I've done it a few times. I just think it's fun to do. Like, I went to Walmart one time and, like, you know how niggas was fighting in Walmart. Like
they were really fighting?
They wasn't like fighting, but it's just like everybody is so tense and they want their TV and just...
But are the deals really that good to be fighting over a TV like that?
First of all, they'll put like maybe 10 of them motherfuckers out there. and say that shit is like $50 and just watch everybody fight.
That's so messed up.
But like, you could catch like good deals on Black Friday, and I think Cyber Monday is
better.
Is getting more popular. Like, it got more popular, but like people
you don't
gotta
go nowhere.
Yeah, people not leaving their house. But I like to go in the store because you get like extra little deals and stuff like that.
The one time I went to Black Friday, it was actually in the city again, and someone took like all of us, like Vaughn's, Ikea, and them,
yeah,
to the city. And we walked into Macy's, and it was, like, ridiculous. Oh, you couldn't move. So we just left. So I don't think I can ever do that again. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I want some of this up.
Sure. What is that?
Seagram's.
Oh, Jamaican me happy?
Mm-hmm. Get you wavy.
I'm so wavy. Have you ever had any awkward Thanksgiving Day conversations or like drama? You know how like white people always talk about like, oh, this uncle or that uncle or this cousin?
No, because I feel like we all like, because we don't like the family that I live with, we kind of stick to ourselves. We don't really deal same with the other family, because like we already know what they about, so we just stay to ourselves. But I think this was, I can't remember if this was Thanksgiving or Christmas. A family friend, we call her, you know, my cousin or whatever, and like she knocked down the whole breakfast.
What?
Just knocked it down, just walking around and just knocked the shit over. Like, we had put it on the table. We had, like, you know, the sausage right here, the biscuits, you know, the hot chocolate. How the fuck did that shit fall? I'm like, yo, that, I know that shit was rocking, too. Like, damn, that shit still make me mad. It's
so did
like
you
3 years.
Not eat for the rest of the day?
Huh?
Did you not eat for the rest of the day?
No, like, we ate, but it's just, like, that was, like, our breakfast. Like, how you knock that down? Like, I'm still mad.
So you're not one of the families that don't eat on in the morning? On Thanksgiving?
Well, my mom, she likes to cook early.
Okay. So what time do you eat? Thanksgiving dinner?
Like 2, 3.
That's y'all good. The Gibsons, mm-hmm, my Gibsons, we be eating hella late.
Mm-mm.
Like food
be. My mom don't be. My mom ain't got time for that. She want to just cook and go chill. Wait.
Oh, yeah. That after Thanksgiving nap, when the itis hit.
It's like you eat your plate sleep, and then you still sneaking and like, you know, grab a little piece of chicken right here. Grab a little piece of stuff, man. Like, you still eating throughout the night.
Mm-hmm. Do you cook anything?
I want to help my mom cook this year. I'm not a big cook.
Bake?
I mean, I could bake a cake and cookies and stuff.
When I was younger, I used to do it a lot more.
Yeah.
Because it was fun. Now it's like a chore.
It is.
Cooking. I'll make like a cheesecake or like sweet potato pie or like peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
All that other stuff, like cooking. I'll make rice and peas.
That's
or
that's
curry
it.
Or curry chicken. You can put me in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
All that other shit. Don't make me in charge of curry goat.
So who's in charge of the potato salad?
Potato salad. We don't do that.
You don't do potato salad?
Not really. My aunts did.
Oh my God.
My sister probably would do that more so.
Uh-huh.
Her mac and cheese is good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm picky with mac and cheese.
We just do, every year it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, Thanksgiving isn't really huge in our house.
Yeah. I feel like that's the same in my house, too. My mom be trying, like, different stuff. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Jerk turkey, though, is the only turkey I like to eat.
I had a jerk turkey. I'm like, yo, that shit was good.
Because it keeps it, like, moist. Because turkey dries out so easily.
Mm-hmm.
But jerk turkey, like, yes.
And like, last year, his family had a deep fried turkey.
How was that?
Lit. That shit was lit. Okay. That shit was juicy. Mm. It was juicy. But listen, let's try to get Aunt Patricia to, you know, dip that turkey in that oil again. Okay.
Yo.
Let me leave her alone.
Is there anything else about Thanksgiving?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm excited for Christmas.
Me too.
I'm just like, I don't know if it's
no
just
one's getting
like,
a gift. Not many people are getting gifts, I should say. But I am excited for Christmas.
It's just like, I want to be as corny as possible.
You're going to hang mistletoe everywhere?
Yeah, but I'm going to put an ornament on my mirror.
Oh my gosh.
Candy cane steering wheel.
You probably make those too.
Huh?
They probably make those.
They probably do. That's the sad part.
Are you going to be like the person walking around with a hat and all that stuff?
Maybe.
Like that? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'll probably have like a nice like Christmas sweater. Not too ugly, but cute. I bought some reindeer like slippers. They're like red and they have like the reindeer face on it with the glasses.
My gosh.
It's so cute. I'm ready.
Oh, I do want to say about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I'm actually happy to be here for this Thanksgiving because last Thanksgiving sucked.
Oh, yeah.
I told you about this, right?
Yeah. You wasn't even here.
Yeah, so I was in London, for those of you that don't remember. And I was going through some things. So I went someplace. I was going to go see a show later. But there was these places having like Thanksgiving dinner for Americans that were there in London.
Mm-hmm.
It was so expensive.
How expensive was it?
I don't even remember. I just know it was very expensive.
Oh.
Like, I was like, do I really want to pay for this? Or should I go to Chipotle? Mm-hmm. It was that expensive. Right. Like,
give me a turkey sandwich.
But I went because I was like, oh, I just want to feel something by myself. Go to this super expensive restaurant. The food, it's like fancy white people food.
Mm.
It's not that great.
Fancy or, kale.
It was like turkey and it just wasn't. There was no love that I needed. And then like, because I was by myself, they were like, oh, we give everyone by themselves Prosecco. Like, so champagne.
Oh.
And I was like, this is so pathetic and sad. I'm out here getting the pity drink.
Damn.
Because I'm by myself.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm actually happy for Thanksgiving this year to spend it with my family.
Like Thanksgiving, like I said, time to, you know, eat, drink, you know, smoke, whatever vice you into. Maybe relax and
take
just
a walk.
Take a walk
with your cousins.
Mm-hmm. Take a walk with, you know, with your people, and you know, do your thing. Come back in the house.
Oh, we could start making fruit, like rum cakes, huh?
Oh yeah, I want to see if I can make my own rum cake.
Oh, it's good by Christmas because you know, gotta let it set, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
It might be our next project.
But how about this? We try to make rum cake.
Like as a joke of words.
And let's see who got the best
slice. Oh my gosh, no. I'm kind of scared. That, like, is that a challenge?
That would be fun.
We have to bring like an impartial panel in.
Right.
People that don't know us.
That would be fun.
Do you have any recommendations? Otherwise, or for Thanksgiving?
Nope.
I do.
What do you recommend?
So, there was, like, Widows. It's a movie that just came out with Viola Davis.
Oh, that's what I want to see.
It's really good. I saw it yesterday. It's really good. It's like an action one, but, like, there's Viola. And she, of course, cries. But, like, she's amazing. Wakabi, I'm telling you. Daniel Kaluuya is good at playing the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays the villain in this movie, and he's really good at it. He has a bright future for him. Michelle Rodriguez is there from Fast and Furious, and some other people. Paperboy from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really good. I really enjoyed it. Ooh, and I was a little bit late, but then Liam Neeson's in it for like a second. But
really?
Yeah. It's really good. Really, really good.
Oh, my God. Like, ever since I seen the trailer, I'm like, yo, I want to see it. Did it come out yet? Yes? No?
And I'm looking forward to seeing Creed this weekend.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not a Michael B. Jordan fan, I know.
Yeah. Creed, I think I've seen, like, half in the movie. And it was all right.
You don't think he can act?
Hmm?
You don't think he can act?
And I'm like, a lot of people, like, there's other people I see that says the same thing. Like, they feel like he can't act.
What, he just over-exaggerates his words, in your opinion?
I just don't feel it. I don't know. Like, when he did Black Panther, like...
Killmonger?
He did, like, half and half, like, not half and half. He 75% good, and then that 25%, I'm just like,
get over it.
Come on. I'm like, come on, you're not putting that right. You're not saying it right. I don't know. But I feel like he did really good. Maybe in some more movies, it'll improve.
He's been out for years.
He has been out for years. He was the big Wire. Major movies.
That's true. I feel like he has like very similar style, though. If you like watch his old stuff,
mm-hmm.
like how he delivers his lines, it's very similar.
Mm.
But anything else? Enjoy your food. Like, enjoy the time with your family. Oh, also, don't spend time with toxic family if you don't have to.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people think, oh, it's Thanksgiving, I got to go home and talk to these people, interact with these people that don't like me, that mistreat me. No. Spend it with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Go do watch a movie.
Should go out for dinner.
Yeah. Just don't get a Prosecco by yourself. Don't be that. Don't
I think
be
they me. Was doing the most over there.
I was very embarrassed.
They sound like they're doing the most over there.
They were like, oh, we're giving all. That was really embarrassing. I was like, oh, sure.
I don't know how, like, restaurants are here during Thanksgiving, but that's something interesting.
Well, my friend, like, when she's up here from Alabama, she went out with another friend, and they went out to places to eat, and I don't think it was as bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know some restaurants do close down, similar to, like, what they do on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Probably, I don't know, maybe London doesn't, like.
It's not their holiday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's their vision of what they think Thanksgiving should be, maybe.
It was. The food was good, I guess.
I guess.
It was just like, this wasn't made with love. Like, I need someone to know that.
You need the big toaster in the pot. Throw that ass in a circle type of soup. Mm-hmm.
And Prosecco? Really? Damn. Anyways, I don't have anything else to say.
Nah, I think this was a really simple episode.
Yeah, but this is to all our listeners. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. Rest, eat, be merry.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, when this like after Thanksgiving, I don't want to hear anyone complaining about people playing Christmas music at all. So,
look, we was playing Christmas music yesterday. I'm like, you know what? I'm ready.
I want my gifts. I don't know what I want. By gifts, I mean gifts I'm going to get myself. Like, I'm gonna buy myself stuff like I always do. Like, no one gives me gifts anymore. So
I mean, I don't ask for anything really. But it's just like, sure, if you want to buy it, okay.
But thank you all for listening again. Happy Thanksgiving. We look forward to having you back next time. Thanks, bye.